Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, hello, and a big welcome to you. I'm your host, Danielle Sachs. This is the show From Stress to Authentic Success. And wherever you are in the world, thank you so much for allowing me to spend this special time with you. Because before I introduce today's guest, I would like to spend just a few quiet moments with you, because every conversation on this show begins with something that has been on my heart. And this week, I found myself reflecting on a question that I believe many of us ask ourselves, even if we don't speak about it out loud. And the question is, am I really living the life that is truly mine to live? It is such a simple question, yet I know that you can feel that it carries so much meaning, because life has a remarkable way of pulling us in all these many, many different directions. We grow up with expectations. You know, parents have dreams for us. Society has all these ideas about what success should look like. We compare ourselves with other people, and we quietly wonder whether we are doing enough, achieving enough, or becoming enough. And before we realize it, think about this. We can spend years building a life that looks wonderful from the outside, while somewhere inside there's always that little voice asking whether this is really the life that belongs to you, to me, to us. Over the past 40 years, I have to tell you that I had the privilege of guiding thousands of people, and I have noticed something that continues to inspire and fascinate me. And that is that very few people lack talent or potential. What many people lack is actually trust, trust in themselves, trust in their path, trust in their journey, trust that the life they are longing for may already be calling them gently. So one of the greatest joys and pleasures in my work is watching that trust slowly grow. Yes, it is so beautiful to witness the moment when someone like you stops trying to become who they think they should be and begins giving themselves permission to become exactly fully who they already are. For me, that is one of the deepest expressions of true wealth. It is never about becoming someone else. It is always about living more fully as the person you were always created to be. It's your birthright. That is why I speak so often about our four true wealth accounts. If you've been following me for a while, you know them by now: the life force, our freedom, our fulfillment, and of course, our financial flow. When those four areas receive your attention, something quietly changes. Life begins to feel so much lighter. Decisions become easier. You have less struggle and more trust within. You will stop living somebody else's definition of success and start creating the life that genuinely feels rich from within for you. And that is also why I created the True Wealth Accounts Quiz. It's not really a quiz in the traditional sense of the word. I like to think of it as a quiet conversation with yourself, to reflect a little bit, a few minutes, to pause, to discover which of your four accounts is asking for your attention right now. And if that feels meaningful to you, I invite you, to go to danielsachs.com/quiz. It's my gift to you. Now, let me tell you why today's conversation has touched me so deeply. Before we started to recording the interview that I have with the guest today, she generously offered me something very special. And I want to say that out loud. She gave me a personal astrology reading. Now, I have to be honest with you, like I always am. I was really curious, open-minded, and interested. But I had no idea how much that conversation would stay with me afterwards. What surprised me the most was not that she described so many aspects of my life with actually an amazing accuracy, but it was the feeling I had afterwards. I felt peaceful. Not because she told me who I should become, but actually more the opposite. She reflected back to me the life that I was already living. She confirmed to me the gifts that already have been growing all these years. And she reminded me that there really is a life that is uniquely yours and mine to live. And I realized something beautiful that day. Throughout my own career, I have watched people discover that same peace, that same inner peace in many different ways. Some discover it through coaching, some through a conversation, some through faith, through silence, through nature, and some, like Carol, through astrology. The path may be different, but the destination is quite similar. It is the quiet confidence that grows when we begin trusting our own life. So today's guest, Carol Allen, has spent more than 35 years helping people experience exactly that. She's a Vedic astrologer, relationship coach, author whose work combines the ancient wisdom of India with the modern relationship coaching. I love that. And thousands of people around the world have turned to her for guidance, especially around love, around purpose, and the timing of life. And what impressed me the most, actually, was not so much her knowledge, but her humility, her warmth, her authenticity, and the deep respect that she has for every person she meets. I felt so seen. Now, whether astrology is something you have known for years or something you have never explored before, I would simply invite you to listen with curiosity because I don't believe this conversation is just about astrology. It's about something so much deeper, about learning to trust that your life has meaning, that your gifts matter, that your timing matters, and that there's a life that is truly yours to live. So, wherever you are in the world, perhaps driving your car, I don't know, walking in nature, preparing dinner, or simply taking a moment for yourself, I truly invite you to relax, to listen with an open heart, and enjoy my unique conversation with the one and only wonderful Carol Allen. Talk to you just now after this little break.
Makes you feel good. What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to every single one of you. And I have just had the most amazing conversation already with this beautiful lady. Welcome, Carol Allen. I am so excited to meet you here.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Danielle. It's so wonderful to be here. What an incredible podcast and radio show you have. Thank you.
Yeah, UK Health Radio is an amazing platform. And every single listener out there, I'm sure, is actually looking forward to this conversation because I have never had, in those 5.5 years that I'm doing this, I have never had an astrologer on the radio show.
Ooh, wow. Well,
you are the first.
I'm honored.
Yes, amazing. Because also we've heard a lot about you. I've heard a lot about you. And I was so honored to experience your expertise. I mean, really, it was such an honor and a pleasure. And I just want to share with anyone listening, just tell us a little bit, how on earth did you become this amazing expert in astrology? What in your life has maybe given you that insight or that shift that this is what you wanted to do?
I think it was all in the stars, of course. And I'm kidding, but I'm not kidding. But in my life, I was really very much set up to do this. I had an extremely open-minded family, very metaphysically oriented parents, even though they had normal jobs. And my father wore a suit and tie and carried a briefcase every day. But he was actually on the board of directors of a metaphysical university. So meditation and belief that what you think you'll create, right? And that having a positive attitude, that the universe was benevolent. This was very much how I grew up. And I grew up in California, which is very much an extremely free-thinking, open-minded, forward-thinking, progressive place. And so I had so much access and exposure to things like psychics and healing and Reiki and you name it, and meditation, yoga, chanting, gurus, medicine men, all of it. So I had a very normal life. I went to university, studied at UC Berkeley, got a degree in sociology and psychology, and was just really in love with understanding, like, why are we the way we are? Why do we become who we become? And what can we do to improve and grow? So I was very much obsessed with reading both spirituality books and personal growth books and studying it in college. And then, but after school, I didn't know what I wanted to do. All my teachers were like burned out, depressed social workers or therapists. Wow. They didn't inspire me at all to go save the world. And in fact, I had a knee-jerk reaction and thought, I want my life to be fun. I'm going to move to LA and be a movie star, right? So I came down to Los Angeles. My sister was living here. She was having a baby. And I hit a brick wall and went through my quarter life crisis and met a Vedic astrologer at a party. He gave me a reading. He described me to a T. He told me everything that was going on. He said, there's disappointment in your chart about the arts. And I was like, oh, I'm finding that right now. I had the worst time trying to be an actress. It's like the universe was screaming at me, this is not for you. Like, I would get food poisoning on the day I met my manager. Like, on the way to an audition, I get in a car accident, like obstacles. So this astrologer said that. He said, there's disappointment in the arts, but you're supposed to be some sort of spiritual teacher or counselor. And I was like, what? Me? And sure enough, I fell in love with Vedic astrology. It turned out there was a school for it 6 blocks from where I was living, which was the only one in the United States at the time. This was
Wow.
before the internet. So it was before you could watch a bunch of YouTube videos or listen to a podcast about it. So I started going to the school. I went there for 10 years. Started giving readings, friends of friends,
Wow.
moms of friends, roommates of friends. The phone just started ringing and quickly noticed all anyone wanted to really talk about for the most part was love. Money too, love and money, sometimes health, sometimes real estate, right? Sometimes their dog. But for the most part, it was all about love. And I recognized I needed to know more about it, right? I needed to really be a resource that astrology was hugely helpful and insightful in terms of personality and compatibility and timing, but really what we all need is skills. So I went and got trained at a relationship institute, and I was having my own miserable time with love as well, which was very motivating. Pain is extremely motivating.
Yes.
And
What
anyway,
is your
35 years
biggest
later,
stress there? Just
here's
let
where.
us know, because this show is called From Stress to Authentic Success, and I think
Yes.
you are living authentic success, but we'll talk about that just now. What if you look at the theme of the show, From Stress to Authentic Success,
Yes.
what would you say was your biggest stress in your life when you look back at it?
It was different at different times. I would say in my 20s, it was what did I want to do? What did I want to
Yes.
be? How did I want to bring my gifts to the world? Then in my 30s, it was really overwork and money and really not asking important questions like what is my business model, right? And what is my overhead? And do I earn enough? And where's it going? I wasn't tracking anything. I wasn't paying attention. In my 40s, it was building a business because all my opportunity came in my late 30s. And oh my gosh, miracle after miracle. I had a radio
Is it?
show. I had a column to 2 million people. I had a giant online publisher come along and say, come with us, kid. And they built me a brand and got me a giant email list and filmed me doing,
Wow.
programs and had me write books and so many amazing blessings. But it all happened at the same time and it almost killed me, right? And in fact, it
Wow.
almost literally almost killed me. I got lymphoma, I got a medically incurable lymphoma. So then in my 50s, my greatest stress was curing my health,
Course.
and healing my body. And
Isn't it
and
amazing
I,
how it has changed and evolved and how, because you know
yeah,
so much about the body as well, hey? When we had our little
yes,
chat just earlier,
yes,
you know so much about health as well, about love, about relationships. Is that
yeah.
also the astrology that has brought you more knowledge about all these different topics?
I think because I have been my whole life in these personal growth self-help communities,
Yeah.
I've had access to so many incredible people. So many of my best friends are New York Times best-selling Oprah experts, right? Just by virtue of the fact of what I do and where I live and having my own small corner of the self-help world, I've been able to. And then every day talking to clients, I learn so much from people. So much from people. I was having kidney stones. Not that you all need to hear this, but my urologist couldn't help me. My doctor couldn't help me. And a client said to me, oh, have half the juice of a lemon every day in water and never had another kidney stone. So I learned so much because the people who want help and turn to self-help expert are seekers too. And they have a treasure trove
Yeah,
of wisdom
each one of
and
us has, yes.
totally. Yeah. So I'm very blessed, very
So
blessed.
let's talk a little bit about what you do for people. So you just said, talking, people come to me mostly to learn about love. Is that still today the case? Is that when people come to you, what do you need to know about people, and what is it that you can teach them or give them advice on or guide them, whatever you call it. How would you
Well,
call it actually?
astrology, I am a relationship coach, but I'm also a relationship astrologer. And
Yes.
the system of astrology that I do, Vedic, which is from in ancient India, has been used for thousands of years to arrange marriages. So they have these insanely accurate compatibility techniques that go so beyond, hey, Aquarius, you're good with Gemini. And you and I just did that for you and your husband and
Wow.
saw why you've been married happily for over 40 years. You have so many beautiful connections and you have a very high what's called wavelength score. And you're both obviously lovely people, which is more important actually than your connections and compatibility. Please pick a lovely person,
Yes,
everyone
of
listening
course.
to
Of
this.
course.
Yes. And so, but the thing that people come to me the most for is they're either single and don't want to be, and they're like,
Okay.
where is my person? Or
Yes.
they're single and they're dating and they're trying to decide between people, like, they
Okay.
have some candidates and they want my reassurance that they're a good idea, or they're in relationship and they're in a crisis somehow.
Course.
Yeah, and they want advice or help with negotiating the relationship, navigating how to make it better. Yeah.
I have to say, and anyone must hear this, that I was absolutely not just surprised, but so intrigued and inspired with everything that you told me, just about
Ah.
myself, about my mission, my purpose, about my relationship indeed with my husband. It was a complete kind of reading, and it's the first time that I have to say that, and I didn't tell it to you yet, Carol, but I have to say it's the first time I got actually excited. So it's somehow confirming something that I already knew, which I find, because
Wow.
isn't that something that is important in astrology? Is it the purpose? What is the exact purpose of a reading? I want to know that actually.
So, as I said, this is from India. And in India, they really believe that we all come in with a divine design and a
Yes.
plan. And your chart is a map of who you are and your
Yes.
plan. And the purpose of a reading is to help you align with the truth of who you are and what you're really here to do and when. And there's a word in Sanskrit, the word dharma. Many people have heard of this. And it's the idea that fish got to swim and birds got to fly, right? We all have to be who we really are. And so many people, because of conditioning, family expectations, societal rules, are trying to be who they're not. And they're in careers that they
Oh,
never
I so
really
agree.
loved, they're in relationships that aren't really right. And so the purpose of a reading is to help people come back to themselves
Yes.
and understand the truth of their lives and make more peace with that, and then get on the right path and understand the timing and the best ways to go about things so that they'll stop suffering. Really, it's to help people have more hope and stop suffering.
Like what you say, because this show is called From Stress to Authentic Success. So authenticity in my
Love
world
it.
and in my life and in my whatever mission I have out there is a very important word. And that's
Yes.
actually what you're saying. You are actually
Yes.
through the planet reading and everything that it was so impressive how you know all these planets and all these things, how you actually described even things from my past, even things from my present, even things from my future. I find that so intriguing and inspiring because there is a, how can I say it? There is a divine thing going on, hey, Carol. Some
Well,
it's
it makes
in the
us feel like
star.
our lives aren't as random as they feel while we're living them, right?
Yeah.
That
And that's what I
maybe
wanted
that,
to talk
yeah.
about with you because I found that such a beautiful conversation that this
Nice.
divine intelligence, there is something out there that is, it's not for nothing that you're born at that moment in that, isn't it? Just tell us something about that because that I found
Well,
very intriguing.
the idea is that the moment you take your first independent breath from your mother, the configuration above at that moment in that location, what the sky looks like above, kind of imprints you and tells the story of you. I don't know why this works. I don't know how this works. All I know is it works. And the every cell in our bodies, every atom in our bodies look like little solar systems, right? So we are made up of trillions and gajillions of little solar systems, as above, so below, right? And so, but that is the idea. And it's not gravitational pull, it's frequency, it's energy. Vedic astrology is called Jyotish. It means the science of light. And
Okay,
it's
I
the
didn't know that.
light emanations. It's
Okay.
the light emanations of the sun, moon, planets, and stars here. It's so funny. I'll tell you a quick story. I was on an airplane once next to a man in a suit and a tie. And I have to be careful with people in suits and ties when I tell them what I do. And we got to chatting, and he said, "Oh, what do you do?" And I said, "Oh, I'm a consultant, advisor, blah, blah, blah." And I said, "What about you?" And he said, "Oh, I work for Hughes Aircraft, and I track the temperature from stars. I look at infrared technology, blah, blah, blah." And I said, "Well, why does that matter?" And I was so excited. I was all ears. I was like, "What does it matter, the temperature of stars?" And he said, "Oh, it's going through our DNA and it's affecting plant growth, and it's so important in every area of life." And so I got really excited, and I thought, "Oh, he's gonna love what I do." And I told him, and he was just like, poof, gone.
Although that's not logical because the one is kind of the other one. I mean, that's interesting. So, anyone listening, what is the first thing that you could say about astrology? How would somebody get excited and interesting to have a reading with you? Just what exactly is that first step that you want people to know?
Oh gosh, just that it really can answer all aspects of life and questions about all aspects of life. And it's not just for relationships, it's not just for personality, it's not just for scary predictions about the world. There's a lot of astrology now all over the place. It's having a little bit of a renaissance. Like this younger generation is like completely into it, and it's all over TikTok, and it's all over, and a lot of it is scary. Clients now every day are sending me, "Oh my God, this astrologer says this. And what do you think?" I got three people doing that yesterday. And so I just want to say to everyone, calm down, back away slowly. And if you want those deeper answers for your life, it's very profound. I can't really put it into words. It's very profound. I'm so humbled and grateful and moved by this wisdom. And it's a very big deal. Historically in India, you have to be born into a Brahmin family, born into a family of astrologers, obviously mostly men historically. You have to be raised almost in a monastic way where you're reading sutras and you're learning these songs. Actually, they're called slokas, and you're learning astrology in song. Because just like we can all sing commercials that were on when we were children, songs stay with us. And so to be in America, to be a California female hippie valley girl who has had access to this incredible knowledge, I'm standing on the shoulders of giants for thousands of years, and I'm deeply grateful.
It is your purpose and your mission because when you do it, it's so natural to you. You have so much knowledge. How many years have you been doing this now?
35.
Wow.
35. Yeah,
Wow. So I
35.
want to say to anyone listening, Carol, just tell us a little bit, what is the biggest question or the most frequent question that people have asked you? Because you said in the beginning about love. But what do you feel is your specialty? Not just that people want to know, but what do you feel in your gut is your the best? Is it about the relationships?
I like helping people a lot with that question because it was the most sought after in my early practice, and because it was just again and again what people wanted to talk about. I did make it the most of my focus. Like there are, it's like In any field, there are areas of focus. So in the well-being industry, you've picked stress, right?
Yes.
Because it's so hugely important. And so I've picked love because it's more fun to talk about than when
Yes.
is the war in Ukraine going to end, right? I have colleagues that predicted the pandemic 10 years in
Yeah.
advance and predicted October 7th in
Yes.
Israel and predicted within a 3-day window exactly when Russia invaded Ukraine. That is incredible. And I cannot do any of that. That requires you to look at the charts of countries and
Yes.
presidents and leaders and markets. And oh my gosh, it would literally melt my brain. So I love doing personal astrology. That's what I love. And
And you are it's so easy to connect with you because you can
yeah.
actually, and I don't say that lightly, you can actually feel that when you're talking with you can actually know things already about me when you do a reading. I find that so interesting. Myself almost better than I know myself.
Wow. Wow.
Do you get
Wow.
that reaction? It's as if things you are saying things, and that's why I was so intrigued and inspired.
Wow.
I'm saying that to anyone listening. I was so inspired to continue my life because you've pointed out so many
Aww.
things that.
I just have to say, it never fails. I used to be really nervous to talk to people, especially because I started so young and I'm cursed with that youngest girl problem of like, I want everyone to like me, right? And it can be difficult. Sometimes you have to tell people bad news. Sometimes you
Yes.
have to. I got the loveliest email from a client last week, and she said the reading was so accurate and helpful, and I really appreciated it. And I cried for 5 hours afterwards, right? So because I didn't see Mr. Right in the next couple of years, and that can be very painful. But what clients always tell me later is it becomes such a comfort, and
Yes.
that they stop blaming themselves and they find more of that acceptance and peace. And I love being able to give people that. But I just want to say it was so much fun reading your chart because you have such an advanced, evolved, gorgeous chart. You are living exactly the life you're supposed to be living. You have such a beautiful chart for helping people. I was sharing with you, if you don't mind, I won't get very personal with any of this, but we have a zodiac in Vedic astrology, and your sun, moon, and rising sign are all in the most beautiful constellations to nourish the world and to support others and to bring higher consciousness. And it was just all over your chart. You really just have such a gorgeous,
Oh,
beautiful
thank
chart
you.
for the work that you're doing. And I'm very excited to,
That's why I was saying you know me better
yeah.
than I know myself because you were describing me, and I'm not saying I was crying, but I was actually so touched by how you described my nature, who I'm supposed to be. And it's very nice talking about stress. If I wouldn't be in that place now, it would cause me a lot of stress, but I can feel so much in that space that you described that it indeed gives you a certain peace. It is actually a beautiful
Right.
word that you're saying. I can imagine that clients are saying to you that you're bringing, it's not always the what you want to hear, it's not always, but
Yeah.
it can bring you peace, which is such an important word.
And I think it just makes people feel like, oh, wow, again, there's like a plan. I ran into a woman at a party who said she came to see me in 2003. She saw me speak at an ashram and she had a reading and her friend was with her. I was so blown away. She said she has quoted that reading for 23 years. She said it was like everything has happened that I saw. And oh
Wow.
my God. And it's not like I'm some psychic genius. It's in the chart, like it's in the
That's what I
map.
mean.
The wisdom is tried and true and thousands of years old. It's really incredible. And yeah, so it was very sweet. It was very sweet because it's like any job, you do it all day long and you're like, oh, okay, it's Tuesday. What's for dinner at the end of your work day? And I sometimes forget, wow, that this person's going to maybe think about this for years, right? It's very humbling,
It's very
very humbling.
special. And so I just want to, before we end the conversation, I'm going to, in the outro, when people come back after the little break, I'm going to make a a bit more clear where they can find you, how, and all that. But what I want you to tell us is, what kind of statement or philosophy or quote do you live by? Being the Carol Allen, being the astrologer, being all with all the knowledge that you know, with all the lived experience, what would you say to anyone listening here is a quote or a statement or a philosophy that you live by?
I have to say, I love that in astrology, we have timing, we have seasons and cycles, just like nature. And after winter is always spring. And after, if for anyone listening, anyone in a hard time, right? The world is very scary these days, right? So much is changing. We're in this really transformational time with
Yes.
technology, with AI, with a lot of uncertainty, a lot of upheaval. And I just want to give the world a hug, right? And so for anyone out there that's really worried or scared or struggling in their own lives, or maybe their industry's going away, or maybe there's been layoffs, or maybe I really want to just let people know every day's a new day. You never know what can happen. These cycles change and you go from darkness to light, and you really do. And so it's so important that we just trust the process and that we just trust what our heart is telling us and that we're true to ourselves and that we don't have to figure it all out. We don't have to decide how the next election's going to go or the next 10 years are going to go. All we have to do is the next right step.
I agree.
Just every step, just the next right step. And then all will be well. But it's got to be the right step is the true step, the step that's the one that's yours to take.
True for
So,
you.
yeah.
Yes. I so agree. And that's really such practical wisdom as well, because it gives us every time, again and again, every hour or every day, another chance, another choice, another. And I
Absolutely.
really like that. So thank you, Carol. I'm going to ask you one word that you want to end this conversation with. What would it be? One word.
Peace.
Oh,
Peace.
yes. Yes. Thank you so much, Carol
Peace.
Allen. I'm going to have a little break and I'll come back to the audience just now. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, every single one of you. As always, after these conversations, I like to spend a few just quiet moments reflecting together with you, actually, because I have discovered that some of the most valuable insights often arrive after the conversation has ended, when we simply allow everything to settle within. And as I listened again to this conversation with Carol, I realized that what stayed with me was so much bigger than the subject of astrology. It was actually peace. That truly surprised me, because I realized that peace is something so many of us are looking for. We look for it in our relationships, in our work, in our financial situation and security, in better health, or even in the hope that one day life will become easier. Yet when we listened to Carol, she reminded me, and I trust also you, that peace often begins much closer than we think. It begins the moment that you and I, that we stop fighting the life that is truly ours to live. Now, one of the things that touched me most was when Carol explained that as an astrology reader, she feels it's not about telling people who they should become. It is about helping them understand who they already are and trust the part that belongs to them. And she spoke about it, and I realized how closely that reflects actually my own work, even though our two methods are completely different. Because for more than 40 years, I have believed that people become more fulfilled, more fully alive when they give themselves permission to become more themselves, fully themselves. That is also why I created those true wealth accounts, Life Force Freedom, Fulfillment, and Financial Flow. And every one of those accounts invites you to ask one simple question. Am I living in a way that feels true to who I really am, so that I can feel rich? Another reflection that stayed with me was Carol's beautiful description of the seasons of life. Now, I know we have touched on that in a few shows in the past, but Carol reminded me that after every winter, spring eventually arrives. And looking back, I look into my own life. My own health collapse in 1998 was certainly a winter, yet it also became the start, the beginning of everything that I do here and now today, of all that I am. Sometimes we only understand the purpose of a season once we have already walked through it. And Carol shared something even more practical. She said, we do not need to know everything about the future. We simply need to take the next right step. That makes me think of Oprah Winfrey, because it is such a comforting thought. Only focus on the next step and the next step, because so many people, so many of us, maybe you yourself, postpone their lives while waiting for complete certainty. It is all about being ready before you're ready. More often, the next step creates the next piece of clarity. There was another moment that deeply touched me, and that's when Carol described my own chart. She said that in the stars, it says, in the planets, that my life is dedicated to supporting others and helping people grow in consciousness. Now, can you believe that? Hearing those words gave me goosebumps. They simply brought me a sort of inner peace, because they confirmed something that I have been feeling for so many years. And perhaps that is one of the greatest gifts we can offer each other. Sometimes we simply remind the other person of what their own heart has known all along. So what about you? Whether astrology speaks to you personally, That's only something you can decide. But for me, today's conversation was never really about astrology. It was about trusting your own life, recognizing your own talents and gifts, even in the challenges, and believing that your journey does not have to look like anybody else's in order to be meaningful. So, if today's conversation made you curious about Carol's work, I warmly encourage you to discover more at her website, loveisinthestars.com. Because after more than 35 years, she continues to help people understand themselves with remarkable wisdom, kindness, and generosity. And before I say goodbye, may I just ask you something? Because for more than 5 years now, I've had the privilege of sharing these conversations with listeners around the world like you. And I would genuinely love to hear what stayed with you today. Perhaps one sentence that touched you, perhaps a guest or a subject that you would love me to explore in the future. So simply send me an email at danielle@danielsachs.com. I read every single message myself, and your reflections help me to create, of course, the conversations that truly matter. I would like to leave you with one more final thought. The other day, I heard someone say, inner peace is the new gold. Well, I understood exactly what they meant because there comes a moment in life when we realize that the deepest richness is found in the peace with which we live, in our peace within. May you carry a little more of that richness with you in the days and weeks ahead. I so am grateful that you joined me today. I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.